Kentucky is one of several places across the U.S. where conservation groups are working to shift the narrative surrounding North America's largest rodent. Since Europeans first settled in America, beavers have been killed or relocated when found on the landscape. But as Derek Parham reports, new programs aim to show the environmental benefits of coexisting with nature's greatest engineer.
Historically, beavers have a bad reputation. They've been labeled nuisance animals, damming rivers and streams, causing floods on roadways and fields, and damaging trees in their pursuit of food and shelter.
Like many other places around the East Coast, around the entire country, beavers were considered a nuisance species, even here at Bernheim.
Evan Patrick is a natural areas manager and founding member of the Beaver Brigade at Bernheim Forest, which covers 16,000 acres of woodland south of Louisville. The Brigade is a volunteer group looking to shift the narrative surrounding America's largest rodents.
Allowing beavers to build dams and create beaver wetlands can increase biodiversity by up to 100-fold. That's emergent and wetland plants, that's things like birds, other aquatic mammals like otters and muskrat, invertebrates. It's an incredible increase in biodiversity, and so that's why we want to allow them to continue to create dams within the Arboretum.
Until recently, Bernheim's beaver management looked similar to the rest of the country. Relocate them when they're found on park property. After several decades, the conservation team realized that strategy wasn't working.
That space, that void will be filled by another individual. The other issue is that beavers operate in family units, and so it's frequent that when an individual is captured and relocated, that they don't survive, or there's a high mortality rate because they rely on their other family members to survive and to thrive.
Over the last 5 years, the park has built up their infrastructure to work with their beavers rather than against them, educating landowners, conservation groups, and the public on the benefits of coexisting with wildlife rather than clearing native species from their property.
But we also moved into the realm of coexistence, where we are installing infrastructure that allows beavers to still exist and create high-quality habitat, but we get to control how high the water level is, and they're not damaging constructed infrastructure. So we're protecting trails, we're protecting our roads, we're protecting our culverts, but we're also getting all the ecological services and the benefits from the beavers.
With the support of national groups like the Southeast Beaver Alliance and the Beaver Institute, the Beaver Brigade has installed wooden stakes made of beavers' preferred food and enhanced dam and lodge sites that draw the park's beavers where their activity would be beneficial. Conservation Director Andrew Berry says Bernheim's Harrison Fork Stream Restoration has used those same methods to bolster the park's biodiversity.
It's an incredible process. That project took 12 years to get started, and now it's going to take probably 2 years for the construction and the revegetation. It'll take another year for it to heal and all that stuff to get really established and growing. And so we're looking at 15 years to get to the point where we think beavers are going to come in and do something incredible, almost like a second phase.
That effort isn't just happening at one forest, it's a nationwide movement. While it's a slow process, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Fur Bears biologist Laura Palmer says they've also worked with landowners to steer away from relocation.
I try to not refer to wildlife as nuisance animals, but there are definitely occasions when they do cause problems. They can flood roads, damage crops and timber and things like that. But by and large, we try to encourage people to kind of live with wildlife.
Across the country, Patrick says Bernheim's efforts are proving in real time the benefits of native species and fueling policy changes for their protection.
That is part of the process that Southeast Beaver Alliance is working on now, too, is publishing statements and comments for state wildlife action plans to include language about the ecological benefits of beavers. That's that piece of policy changing that Bernheim, Southeast Beaver Alliance, and the Beaver Institute are all working toward.
The efforts of the Beaver Brigade, the Southeast Beaver Alliance, and the Beaver Institute have made their way across the region to state wildlife action plans in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Mississippi, and to the annual BeaverCon Educational Conference in Minnesota. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Derek Parham.